rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The news only hammers home in your mind that humans are a corrupt, depraved, and a vulgar species. And now you finally get the message. I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to another episode of Center of the Sun podcast. Thank you for listening. It's just scary. It's really scary just how much power the media has. They are literally responsible for how many people will react to a given situation. And the media has failed the people over and over and over again, and you do not even know what to believe anymore. That's why you just turn to Facebook and TikTok and let that stuff ride out. It's hard to say that information on any social media platform is credible. Countless things are not. Like, the last time you took something out of context, well, that was probably somebody pushing a message, or a meme you saw that was funny, that was somebody taking something too serious. There has to be some way for you to get information and trust it. The media plays a critical role in how you think and emotionally react to things, yet they generally behave as though they don't recognize the importance of their jobs. Like Selena Gomez last weekend, she's promoting her new Hulu show, Only Murders in the Building. Well, anyway, during an interview with the media, she confessed that she signed her life away when she was younger on, you know, doing her wizard show. I don't know. She became famous as a kid, Disney star. And unfortunately, you know, she signed her life away not only to, like, a business, but to fucking Disney. Like, the worst. Like, oh my gosh. Fortunately, they are trying to diversify their holding. They just bought Hulu. They just bought ESPN. You know, they're out here. Like, Disney's out here getting money and people's souls, I guess. Or the essence of people's creativity. Because basically that's what you sign is like, yes, I'm going to create things for you. Oh my God. And speaking of which, like, I'm back to Center of the Sun. Like, I'm here to create things for you. And, you know, this has always been like my personal show. So if I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. And if my mother passes away, then that's that. But that's what, you know, things happen. And things happen for a reason, and some things happen for no reason, and that just sucks. But sometimes things happen for a reason, and sometimes you have to take a break, and you have to be mentally strong, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Hallelujah. No, that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about becoming mentally strong, mental fitness. We're going to be working on our fitness, but our mental fitness. And, you know, last week and the week before that and the week before that and the week before that and the week before that, there have just been so many things happening in the world. world. And it's just hard to bounce back. You know, it's just hard to get back in the swing, get back to work, get back to your full-time job, get back to paying rent, get back to paying your bills, all that shit. Even though I never stop, but like, it just like intensifies when members of your family pass away. And, you know, I'm back with another video, back with another podcast, rather. I probably will start it. I want to be a YouTuber as well. Like, I'm just like, why not add things to my plate? But I'm back, and I'm back in action. You know, I want to... Oh, Amariah, she resigned, not for any reason. She just, like, started her own show, Fluid Journey Podcast. Turn up. Love it. Love to see it. Of course, I'm her coach and producer, so catch her on that line. And intuitively, like, it all kind of, like, aligned, and it was, like, perfect timing because, like, Center of the Sun was going very well, and all of a sudden all of my brain waves were like, this is something else is way more important, and you need to put your attention somewhere else. So that's what I did. I put my attention just for a moment, you know, you just look away just for a moment, and then all of a sudden 4 months go by and you're like, fuck. But here we are. That's the life that I live. Welcome to my brain. Things start and stop. It's fits and starts. It's good news, bad news. It's you win some, you lose some. It's the glass is half full and the glass is half empty at the same time, girl. We don't have time to figure it out. On BuzzFeed last week, Megan Thee Stallion was reported to be advocating for LGBTQ rights during an interview with People Magazine, and she believes the rap community should address its issue with homophobia, and I agree with her. I agree with her wholeheartedly. I agree with her so much that I will probably continue listening to her music because DaBaby is just so fucking... Oh, he's so rude. And this is what... I mean, it has to happen. What you're not going to do is terrorize queer people and then terrorize people that are not even queer who are just living with HIV. Like, leave us alone. Please, we do not need your hyping or your attention on our community's issues. Like, leave the LGBT people alone. Rappers, if you don't like the gays, then you shouldn't be gay. That's all I got to say. If you don't like HIV, then take PrEP. I mean, we have injectables now. Cabotegravir has been federally approved by the Federal Drug Administration. You do not even have to take a pill no more, girl. You can get an injection once a month or every 2 months, girl, and you can be protected from the effects and the symptoms of HIV. And what was the reason? As Cardi B would say, DaBaby, what was the reason? I'm gonna blame the drugs. I'm just going to blame the drugs. I feel like y'all do drugs. I feel like y'all have HIV. You can tell by the fallout how pervasive HIV is in our society. Like, so many people are fucking mad. Like, you know how many, like, rich white dudes are secretly gay with HIV? Like, get out of here. Like, rich white dudes that own all these media properties are secretly gay with HIV. And so, like, it's my job. That's my day. This is my day job. Like, I'm an HIV researcher. Like, you have no idea the amount of people that have HIV. The most random ass motherfucking people have HIV. It's so random. And you just can't be out here misinformed. That's why people got HIV, is because they are misinformed. And you are continuing that. And DaBaby can kick rocks, because when you stigmatize HIV in the way that he did, he said some like crazy stuff, but like critically stuff I would have to, in the clinic, I'd be like, sir, that is not true. Like, I would have to speak up because it's a critical misconception that HIV is a death sentence. It is not a death sentence. Leave him alone. You know, if you don't have HIV, leave him fucking alone. God damn it. But it's not a death sentence, and you can prevent it with medication. And actually, you can prevent it with the same medication that you use to treat it. So Let's stop playing. But a lot of people don't know that. You know why? Because they're fucking listening to DaBaby say it's a death sentence, and then they close their mind to the fact that there may be some sort of hope out here and ability to curb the infections or the new infections, and people are listening to DaBaby. Still not wearing condoms. Still not reducing their risk. If you want to reduce your risk, email me, host@centersun21.com. Come to Jesus. Confess your sins. Not really. Not Jesus. That was an expression. It was funny. You should laugh. Anyway, Megan Thee Stallion told People magazine that, I quote, "Representation is important, and it is really crucial for us to have compassion and acceptance of every human being," end quote. Personally, I am glad DaBaby was canceled, not for his rhetoric, but really because how he treats women, and the fact that he brought out Tory Lanez, and the fact that they don't give a fuck about violence in public. I mean, there are certain contexts under which DaBaby has punched women in public for various... supposedly there was a reason. A good one, but I don't see it. Just the force. But he's just like short man syndrome. Like, what do you call it? Like Napoleon Dynamite syndrome or something. Like, he just is like... I mean, he has a nice body. Like, I would, like, not oppose his sexual advances. But, well, at this point, I would have to. I'd be like, no. But prior to this incident, I wouldn't have opposed his sexual advances because he is a nice-looking man with 385 teeth that are white and possibly have, like, diamonds on them. Like, that's attractive to me, but you're just dumb. You're dumb. No, I wouldn't. Mm-mm. It wouldn't happen. Maybe somebody... Tyler, the Creator. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't oppose his sexual advances. We could definitely make out. That's fine. Who else would I date? That's a celebrity. Ooh, Drake. He's cute. He's probably smart because he was, you know, child actor. I don't know. We'll see. He's probably cute, though. I just wanted to, like, touch his butt or lack thereof, but that's what's cute about him. Anyway, who else? Maybe, like, I think I like P. Diddy. I think P. Diddy's handsome. I like an older man. Any man. Oh, yeah, like a P. Diddy or like a Will Smith. Yeah, I'd do fine. I'd do fine out here. If I was a celebrity, I'd get all the boys to come to the yard. But... anyway, Business Insider also, speaking of celebrities and old ass men, Donald Trump currently, he currently has to refund $13 million to his donors. That's a lot of damn money. Just like accident money. Oops, accident. But it wasn't an accident. But he was just so thirsty for donors and power and notoriety. He doesn't care. He just, like, thinks that, like, oh, like, you know, this complex, like, what's the opposite of a Napoleon complex? Like, your head's too big complex, like, your booty's too fat complex. I don't know. But, like, balding, small penis complex, you know, where you just, like, have to do things that are, like, make you feel better about having a micro penis, but, which is, like, having a vagina that's not, that you cannot penetrate. But, you know, his fundraising pages... were not clear that they were going to keep charging you every month or however many times. It could have been weekly. That's probably why they got away with it so easily. But, you know, I always uncheck my recurring donations box. That part when you're like paying for something, like, you want to do it again? No, I don't want to do it twice. Duh. I only am giving you $2 and that's all I have. And you would think Trump would have noticed this mistake and corrected it immediately. Of course he fucking didn't. Stupid dumbass hoe. But no, actually... there were so many refunds and fraud calls to the credit card companies that the government started an investigation. And this is what is allowing him to be out here still having press conferences and meetings and all that kind of shit. Like, he's out here, like, with full regalia, acting like he's still the president only because these people are accidentally giving him money so he can do it. And that's why he has to give it back. And I'm loving how the Biden administration is not playing with his motherfucking ass. I'm glad that Nancy Pelosi got this motherfucking, what is it? The January 6th commission. I hope they charge some bitches out here. I hope that, no, and when I say that, I hope they charge, like, people that weren't at the thing. I want them to charge the people that inspired it and incited it. Not okay. I was laying at home. I forget why I was watching it, honestly. I think I was on vacation. Yes. From work. I was off of work because I always take the first week of the year off. That's just what I do. It's my business. Don't mind my business. I was taking the week off, and it was probably like 3 weeks off because that is when I was introduced to Clubhouse. And so I have been like laying in the bed, listening and watching stuff for like 3 weeks straight, and it was glorious. I think I gained like 20 pounds. It was the best 20 pounds I ever gained. Period. Then I was laying in the bed, probably listening to Clubhouse and watching TV, because I don't know why the TV was on. Like, I don't even know why my TV was on, because I hate watching TV. But I must have been like, I'm bored, because I was sitting in the house for 3 weeks. I'm like, I'm bored. Let me turn on the TV. And of course, I only have news, because that's how I roll. It's only education in the house, at the house. But it's only education. I have like the History Channel and Discovery and like news and Comedy Central and like, that's it. Like FX and A&E, because I watch I love The Walking Dead. I only kept a few channels because they won't let me cut my cable off. Like, even if I don't pay, they'll just keep it on. They'll just be like, ugh, it's fine. It's totally fine. Just let us know what you're going to do, okay? anyway. Excuse me, I'm like coughing into the microphone. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry. Anyway, I'm not going to cut it out because I need the ad spend on the time. Did you know the ads, I have to talk for more than 20 minutes to get two ads in. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening. I was laying in the bed. I was listening to Clubhouse. I was not paying attention to the news, but it was breaking news. And I remember it being like, Trump talking right now. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. And then it was there. And then all of a sudden, there was like, they were at the Capitol. Then the press was at the Capitol because they were down the street, and then they came to the Capitol. And you know how like the anchors in the studio, like they're talking and they're going back and forth and bringing in scholars and bringing in whoever the hell they're going to bring in to come beef up this segment. And they're going back and forth, and all of a sudden they cut to back to the Capitol, and it is like an apocalypse. I was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, I'm not comfortable with this. They had smoke. I'm assuming it was fog, but I was like, this is like weird. Like, why do they got like fog? Like, why are they even allowed to have fog up there? Like, even if it wasn't smoke, like, why were they allowed to have fog? And then they had this scaffolding. They were hanging off of scaffolding like fucking animals. Like, literally, it was an apocalypse. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? They're hanging off scaffolding. They're hanging these Trump signs, Make America Great Again, Trump 2020, Keep America Great, and smoke, and American flags, and just like mass people in like army fatigue and like all of these different kinds of clothes, all this Trump clothes and all the red hats, all that shit. They're just running up the Capitol. And I'm like, where are the police? Where's the military? Where's the National Guard? Where are the snipers? Why is there fog and smoke? Like, I'm confused. And then these bitches start scaling the wall. And then they start scaling the wall. You see them. They turn the scaffolding over. They turn the fucking gates. What is it? The fences over. The crowd control fences over. They use those as ladders. And they scale the wall. And then this was happening live on the news. And then I'm like, what? And then they break into the Capitol, and I'm like, oh, this is a joke. I'm like laughing at this point. I'm like, oh, this is a prank. This is a prank. This isn't real. This is not a terrorist attack. It can't be, because the police have to be there. The police have, oh, and then they cut to the police. Hold the door open. There's some Game of Thrones shit going on. They were holding the door open like they were on a tour, ushering in a choir for the fucking Christmas session or whatever the fuck they're gonna do. They were holding the door open, and then the press goes inside. No, it's Facebook Live. So the press is not inside. They're pulling images from Facebook Live. And I noticed it was like a terrorist thing when they were in Nancy Pelosi's office. They were in Nancy Pelosi's office and every computer was on. And not like every computer was just like at the log screen. It was like you could see like emails and like internet. And I was like, oh, so they evacuated like immediately. They got up. The people in Congress, they got up and took their motherfucking ass into the safe room immediately. And I was like, somebody's stealing information right now. And that's when I knew it was like, oh, they.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Damn, this is an insurrection. This is a terrorist attack. These bitches are terrorists. I fear something right now. And yeah, so that was it. Right now, Donald Trump is in hot fucking water. Giuliani, motherfucking every lawyer, like every money is just getting fucking corralled up. And I don't want it to sound like some weird government stuff, but it is. It is what it is. This is a corporation. We have to protect the interests of the corporation. And Donald Trump is hurting the corporation. And I'm hurt. I'm hurt too. My body is hurt too. And anyway, on a lighter note, Frank Ocean is back on the scene with a brand new line and collaboration. It's called Homer. And he's going to be launching a line of fine jewelry with some nice ass silver. And he's going to be using lab-grown diamonds. I don't know how to feel about that. You know, with some printed scarves. He's going to be doing scarves. He's going to be doing diamonds. He's going to be doing jewelry. But I'm just like, why lab-grown? I don't know. What does that mean? Is that sustainable? Is that better? Like, what is that? Like, I've never heard nobody be like, I'm going to do diamonds and they're going to be lab-grown and they're going to be perfect. What's the value in that? What's the value? But anyway, what's the value of yourself? How do you value yourself? Gosh darn it. Right now, I wanted to transition from hot topics to, I wanted to talk about mindfulness for your health. I wanted to talk about the benefits of living moment by moment, because paying attention to what's going on right this second can be really, really hard. And we often spend time thinking about what's coming up in the future or dwelling on things in the past, and we just cannot change and we cannot miss out on experiencing the present. It's possible to train yourself to focus on the present moment, and you become aware of what's going on inside and around you, your thoughts, your feelings, sensations, and the environment. You observe these moments without judgment. This is called mindfulness. We're looking at our thoughts and feelings with curiosity, gentleness, and kindness, explains Dr. Eric Locus, director of the Mindfulness Center at Brown University. Mindfulness has its roots in Buddhist meditation. And meditation is a practice that aims to increase awareness of the mind and concentration. So in recent years, mindfulness has become a household term, and mindfulness programs are now commonly found in schools, workplaces, and hospitals. Mindfulness can involve a sitting meditation that is practiced in a quiet space. And in this practice, you focus on your breathing or the sensations inside of your body. Ooh, just make a deep breath in and out. Hallelujah. If your mind wanders, just like mine did just that moment, like thoughts popping in about things you don't need to like really think about, like you try to return your mind to the present moment. But mindfulness doesn't have to be done sitting still or in silence. That is the point I'm trying to make. You can integrate the practice into things you do every single day, like walking or eating. You can also be mindful while interacting with others. So what are the health benefits of mindfulness? You know, why am I talking about, why is it important for me? Like, what is it in it for me, bitch? Well, let me explain. Studies suggest that focusing on the present can have a positive impact on your health and your well-being. This is from the National Institutes of Health in the United States, Dr. Fauci's motherfucking place where he works. Mindfulness-based treatments have been shown to reduce anxiety and depression. Do you have anxiety or depression? You might. I take a very good antidepressant, and I didn't know I had depression until I didn't have depression any longer. So there's also evidence that mindfulness also can lower your blood pressure and improve your sleep. It may even help people cope with pain. Get off the pills. You can get off the pills, potentially. I don't know if that one's true. It can help you cope, but I don't know if it'll stop the pain. And for many chronic illnesses, and this is a quote, for many chronic illnesses, mindfulness meditation seems to improve quality of life and reduce mental health symptoms, end quote, says Dr. Zev Schumann-Oliver of Harvard University. I know you respect Harvard. I know you respect their data. They have data points. And one of the first mindfulness-based therapies was used for, guess what? Used for depression. It works. Many studies have shown that it can be effective for some. So it's not 100%. Of course, nothing's 100%. We're not going to be like, one size fits all. But bitch, this is a no medicine way with your anti-vaccine ass. And if you haven't gotten your vaccine, this is not an anti-vaccine. I'm a researcher. I'm a vaccine researcher. and I did well in 10th grade biology. I fear that everybody who is an anti-vaxxer did not finish biology in the best with the best grade, or chemistry, or any of the sciences, not even psychology, even though that was the easiest one. So some people say it's not really that easy. It's really a very vast and untapped field. And it's also easy. It is easier, I would say, than anatomy and all that shit. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Y'all bitches who don't want to do the vaccine because you have something against chemicals in your body or whatever the hell we're going to talk about, it's not about you. It's about the public's health. I work on behalf of the public's health. The public's health is my health. If the public is having a pandemic, I'm having a pandemic. If the public creates a public health program, and for decades we develop vaccines, then why all of a sudden are we fighting this one? Vaccine science is not perfect. Vaccine science does kill people. But at the end of the day, more people are alive than they are dead because of vaccines. And you have to look at the data. The data says that mindfulness appears to help with depression in two main ways. First, it helps you develop the ability to stay grounded in the present, explains Dr. Sonia Demesian of the University of Colorado, Boulder. She studies the use of mindfulness-based treatments to prevent relapse of depression, including among pregnant women, because there's a lot of postpartum depression. With your depression, she says, quote, your attention can get hijacked into the past or future. You spend time focusing on past negative experiences or worrying about things to come. Second, mindfulness can help you decenter from such thoughts. It's like being able to sit on the riverbank and, because I live in Cincinnati, sit on the river and watch thoughts floating by like leaves on a stream or whatever the hell, creek, whatever. Demesian, Dr. Sonia Demesian says that developing the skills of mindfulness can help stop you from being pulled away into any one thought and then carried down the stream. People often experience thoughts like, nothing ever works out for me, like, ugh, or it's always going to be this way. Like, over time and with patience, you can develop the ability to stand back from these painful thought patterns, end quote. Researchers are now studying whether mindfulness training, you know, the therapy and all that kind of stuff, can help with a variety of other conditions, including PTSD and, you know, eating disorders and addiction. Schumann Oliver is looking at whether mindfulness can help reduce anxiety among people being treated for opioid use, you know, and this could prevent their relapse. So how do you begin developing these healthy habits? Have you ever heard of mindfulness? Are you interested in mindfulness? Is it something that would make a change in how you feel about yourself and how you interact with your family and how you think about important issues like money and your job and your significant other? Being mindful may also help you make healthier choices, you know. Locus team at Brown University created an 8-week mindfulness program for people with high blood pressure. They studied whether the program increased participants' awareness of their habits, and this included how they ate. You know, the study found that participants chose a healthier diet after taking this particular course. You can bring mindfulness to your healthy habits too. Studies suggest that it can help reduce binge eating and emotional eating. Not emotional. It won't take away your emotional pain, but it can help you reduce emotional eating. You know, paying closer attention to your body can help you notice signals that are telling you that you're full and help you enjoy your food more. So this body awareness seems to be one part of how mindfulness helps people adopt healthier habits. If you've just eaten a jelly donut, you may be more likely to notice an unpleasant sugar crash. So Locus explains, you know, remembering this can help you make better food choices in the future. So what do you think? This, I also think it also goes for positive feelings too. Locus says, quote, with physical activity, just about everybody feels better afterwards. So with mindfulness training, we're aware of it improving our mood, and then we can use that reward to actually train ourselves, end quote. Mindfulness may also help with setting a goal. When's the last time you set a goal? Like, me trying to do this show is a goal that I continuously am pushing myself to do. Locus says, quote, "We can place our mind on being more active or eating more fruits and vegetables. And if we place our intention there, it may be more likely that we're going to carry through and make it happen." Locus, you know, he explains this. So if you want to practice mindfulness, there are many online programs and there are some apps. And there's also a mindfulness community that I want to build, but they're not all created equal. Experts suggest looking for resources from medical schools and universities. So check to see if they're evidence-based. That's the spirit of Center of the Sun. We don't want to just like throw ourselves into these weird ass new age things. We want to be evidence-based. We want to be scientific, not scientific in the sense of like science, but we want to use a process. We want to be routine and clean and data-driven in the way that we make our decisions. And just like Dima Dijon's team at Harvard, you know, they developed an 8-week self-guided online mindfulness program, and her studies show that the program helped reduce symptoms of depression more than standard treatment alone. So if you're, quote, "If you end up having difficulty with an app, don't take it personally or think that you're somehow bad at mindfulness or that it's not meant for you," end quote. If you can also try finding a teacher or someone with the skills to help guide you, you should do that for your mindfulness training. That's what Schumann Oliver said. And just like any skill, mindfulness takes practice. Quote, "Just because something is simple doesn't mean that it's easy," end quote. That's what Dimijon said from Harvard. Mental training can take time and dedication, and you know, you should aim for a few minutes of mindfulness each day to start. A body scan meditation can be a good way to connect with your body. It helps you become aware of how your body feels as you mentally scan from head to toe. Start in a comfortable position with your eyes closed. You know, you take several deep breaths and then notice your feet. How do you feel? Bring that awareness up. Let your scan travel up your body, your legs, to your hips, to your stomach, your arms, your hands, your neck, and finally your head, and just like sit in your head for a little bit and then come back down. I like to come back down. I like to sit in my head. I like to do a body scan, become aware of my whole body. And then you sit in your head and then you don't stay in your head. You try to come back down behind your nose. I know if I can get behind my nose, I'm coming down. And you just bring your awareness down in your mouth, down, back down to your neck, and just kind of come into your heart space and just sit in the heart space and sit right next to your heart. It's fun. Anyway, try not to change or judge these feelings that you're having. You know, don't be too hard on yourself, okay? You're simply checking in, and doing body scans on a regular basis can help you increase your mindfulness. So I implore you to try it today. When you go to sleep, do the body scan. When you go to sleep, it'll help you fall asleep, for real. Tell your children, if you're having unruly children, like, go in a corner, do a body scan. Like, that's how you do it. That is all I had for mindfulness for your health. I wanted to just quickly just touch on another topic, because I was watching a YouTube video about, you know, I'm trying to figure out, like, where does this content go for Center of the Sun? And I really wanted to touch base on something that was important to me, and that is economic inclusion. Because when the banks, because like learning this after the pandemic, like when they restrict access to capital, they're committing a form of economic genocide. And Black Americans are the least likely to have this access, this equal access to the ability to participate in the global economy. It's kind of this, and it's anti-Black. It's crazy. And banks, they use a gray area when they talk about their record of lending to minorities specifically, because despite their billboards of diverse customers and their brochures of people and their effing signage all over their bank, they take the easy way out by redefining minority as a white woman, not as a black person or brown person or person that's not white. And it's
planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Been hundreds of years, you know, so it's safe to assume that they're simply just misleading us and misleading the public and misleading the government regulators to act as if they are lending money to black people. An example of this is the United States $1 trillion federal pension fund. Even though there are plenty of black banks and businesses, very little, if any, is managed by any African-American and invested in any African-American community. Black America deserves equal access to capital that is not predatory, and Black America deserves to buy homes, to participate in the economy, and appreciate tax benefits enjoyed by our white neighbors. So the much-needed capital, if and when we have access to it, would allow us to invest in and acquire businesses to help employ people in our communities. So, if you want to learn more about how I plan on accomplishing economic inclusion for all Black Americans, please email me at host, H-O-S-T, at centersun, centersun21.com, and we'll start a conversation. We will build a partnership. We will create a global network of friends so strong that nobody would treat us poorly ever again. So thank you for listening. I hope to see you next week, next Sunday on Center of the Sun podcast. And I hope you have a great day. When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.